artillery has been deployed to the Donetsk region, where soldiers have been repelling Russian troops on the front line. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
A Ukrainian Grad rocket is maneuvered to point to Russian positions in the eastern Donetsk region, where tense battles have continued to rage. When ready, the rockets are fired. The soldiers fired using coordinates received from commanders and quickly sped away to avoid detection. A Ukrainian serviceman operating the weapon, known as Voron, said he thinks the counteroffensive in the Donetsk region will be harder than it was in the Kharkiv and Kherson regions, saying, "It will be very difficult, but we can do it. We know why we are doing it." The move by the Ukrainian military comes as Russian forces pounded provinces of Ukraine that are annexed but not fully under their control, including the Donetsk region. I'm Karen Chamas.
A senior U.S. lawmaker pledged on Saturday to help provide training for Taiwan's armed forces and to speed up the delivery of weapons as China began 3 days of military exercises around the island Beijing claims as its territory. China announced the drills the day after Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen returned to Taipei from Los Angeles, where she met Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, which infuriated Beijing. Malaysia said on Saturday it was firmly committed to protecting its sovereign rights and interest in the South China Sea after China expressed concern about Malaysian energy projects in a part of the sea that China also claims. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim has said China was worried about activity by the state energy firm Petronas in a part of the South China Sea that Malaysia says is its territory. This is VOA News. Russia or pro-Russian elements are likely behind the leak of several classified U.S. military documents posted on social media that offer a partial month-old snapshot of the war in Ukraine. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Three U.S. officials spoke to Reuters about the leaks on Friday. Speaking separately, the U.S. Justice Department said it was probing the leaks. The U.S. officials said the documents appeared to have been altered to lower the number of casualties suffered by Russian forces. The Kremlin and Russia's embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to requests for comment. An initial batch of documents circulated on sites including Twitter and Telegram. They were dated March the 1st and bearing markings showing them classified as secret and top secret. The U.S. Justice Department said late Friday it was in touch with the Defense Department and began a probe into the leak. It declined further comment. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ukraine's first deputy foreign minister will ask India on an upcoming visit for humanitarian aid and equipment to repair energy infrastructure damaged during Russia's invasion, a newspaper reported Saturday. India's foreign ministry said the Ukrainian minister was arriving in India on Sunday. The U.S. IRS is outlining how it plans to use an infusion of $80 billion for improved operations. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The agency says it's pledging to invest in new technology, hire more customer service representatives, and expand its ability to audit high-wealth taxpayers. The money comes from the Democrats' landmark climate change and health care bill that was signed by President Joe Biden last summer. Some Republicans have suggested, without evidence, that the money would help create a mob of armed auditors to harass middle-class taxpayers. But new IRS Commissioner David Werfel says the plan won't include spending for new agents with guns. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Electric car maker Tesla is cutting prices on all models. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Tesla is cutting prices on its entire electric vehicle model lineup for the third time this year. The biggest markdown, $5,000 per vehicle for Tesla's slower-selling, more expensive models, the Model S sedan and the big SUV, the Model X. It's apparently an effort to lure more buyers as interest rates creep up. And it comes as Tesla's first quarter sales grew 36%, but fell short of analysts' expectations. One analyst says the cuts are a sign of slowing demand for Tesla. Other analysts speculate that Tesla's cutting prices to take advantage of its profit margin per vehicle, which is larger than most automakers. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Laurel Bemmon for VOA News.